Time to catch up with a bit of Monday motivation. Food prepping. Oh, how important is this? Rick Mirabella is from runners.com. That's R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. And he joins us on the show. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are we this morning?
We are very well indeed. Thank you. So food prepping. Tell us about, I guess, the benefits of making sure that we do prep properly for our tucker.
Yeah. Well, it's not something that comes easy to a lot of us, and me included, because you do fall in the habit of life and just going around and eating whatever you can see on the run and kids' leftovers and this kind of thing. But the old saying goes, mate, look, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. So that's fine if you're feeling great and you're really happy with the way you're moving around and you can fit in all your clothes. But if you are trying to drop 5 or 10 kilos, we always talk about moving. But often, especially in the Western society, mate, we just do for so many years put so many calories in. So, yeah, a couple of tips for prepping would just be to assess what you're going to eat and plan every single meal for that week. It sounds fastidious, but if you do it for 5, 6, 10 weeks, you'll be really surprised at where you go. You go down to the supermarket, you buy 5 or 6 different little those bento boxes or Tupperware type container type setup with 4 or 5 little compartments in it, and you just literally plan and prepare everything. So obviously we're going to go down the veggies route, we're going to go down the lean proteins, chickens, fishes route. You can freeze stuff, you can buy some good scales from a Kmart, like some good food scales that is, and just make sure everything is in portion sizes. So we just eat so much, and look, I'm guilty as well, because if you're not prepared, you will eat so much more than what you need. And that last sentence is the key. We eat so much more than what we need, and we do that for years on end, and we've got a fair old surplus.
Yeah, indeed. Most of it on our belt, that's for sure.
It's straining at the thought, my belt. Yeah, the food prep's pretty... This early starters helped me a little bit with one meal of the day or 2 meals of the day, but then I must admit I slip into the problem areas in the afternoon. So how would you recommend? You just plan ahead for a week, are you suggesting there, Rick?
Yeah, look, even 3 days, Steve. So, yeah, I totally agree. After lunch is the killer, and... Look, you don't need, if you can plan your lunches and put them in Tupperware or plastic or something, obviously, that suits you, but they've just got to be ready. They've got to be ready 24 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you know that at lunchtime at 1 o'clock, I'm going to have this. And ideally, you can just sip on water and wait till 6:30 or whenever you have a dinner. Now, this sounds like people, if they're not ready to do this, will just poo-poo this segment straight away. But if you're ready to do this and you're ready to drop 10 kilos, then you'll take it on board and you'll say, okay, breakfast, lunch, dinner, I'm going to plan this. I'm going to have 120 grams of chicken and not 300. These little things go a long, long way. I'm not going to eat on the run. I'm not going to go for a drive-through. I'm certainly not going to pick out of the pantry. It's a lot of that picking as well.
Yeah.
If we do plan, Steve, that if we plan our breakfast, lunch, dinner, and maybe one snack, then we won't pick as much either, because we know, well, I've got my dinner prepared. It's in that container ready to cook and those kind of things. So, look, it's a big change for people. I'm not saying it's easy, but if people are ready out there, that they'll do it.
I tell you, the other tip that I would suggest too, like if you come to the Chateau Robbo and open the cupboard looking for a chocolate biscuit or whatever, bump, bow, nothing in there. Like, you know, there'd be a little bit of fruit, some bananas, even those little fruit jobbies, you know, with the peaches and stuff, which I know have a bit of sugar in them, but they're better than a coconut slice or whatever. So that's the other thing, is don't leave yourself open to too much temptation.
That's exactly right. If you don't need to have them in there, they're not going to serve you at all. I understand if you've got young kids or kids' treats or some recess treats, but even then, if they're not in there, you certainly won't put them in your mouth. That's a great tip, Rob. We might swap segments next week.
Oh, look, it's sometimes tough being brilliant, mate, but you just learn to live with it along with my modesty.
Your modesty and your IQ there, that's just really, really high.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Makes perfect sense, Steve. Rick, Steve, you were about to interject?
Well, I was, but I was just going to, he said, swap next week. Well, that would be perfect because Robbo's not coming in next week. So.
Yeah.
Oh, good week. So that'll be a good week for Robbo to start his Easter Monday motivation. Not on air.
No, exactly. All right, mate, listen, and of course, keep the fruit intake up high as well. I go the Shiraz diet myself, but seems to be working well.
We do love grapes. Antioxidant dense.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, listen, have a great week, mate, and have a great and safe Easter as well, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
You boys as well. Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Rick Mirabella, runners.com, our fitness and wellness expert on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.